Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, did you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Feel free to, I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. Just feel free. Look, if you're gonna call or send me an email, you can send it to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. And, you know, if you have you're honestly 180 degrees from what it is that I feel about something, and you write me an email and you try to have an honest conversation, and you know what I mean by that, I won't make fun of you. I won't read your name. I won't make fun of you. I promise. Right? But if you come out nasty, we're going to have a problem. I don't mean a little one. I'm going to read you. I'm going to do all kinds of fun stuff. All right? So, I'm really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how we make it happen, and we make it happen together. Right? And you got it. Man, I'll tell you what. You've got to be ready. Now, you guys have been listening to me for a long time. Some of you have been listening to me for a long time. You know I'm not one of those truly far-right-wing conservative types. You know, you listen to others, you'll see what I mean. But there are too many things going on not to believe that there's issues that we may have to deal with soon. You look at what's happening around the world. You look at what's going on here in this country. We had a massive 911 failure the other day. That isn't, not just in one little area. We've had electric grids go down for no reason. McDonald's worldwide, I mean, maybe that's not a bad thing, but McDonald's worldwide, right? Their systems went down worldwide, not in one area. Right? So, again, I don't know how to tell you to get ready. I'm not a prepper, I'm not an expert in those areas. But the more and more I start reading some of this stuff, the more and more I start seeing the realities of what's happening, and I'm experiencing it in my own world. In my own area where I have the internet, you know, go down on I won't say frequently, but on a fairly regular basis. I live in California. It's supposed to be the most technologically advanced state in the country. We have brownouts and or total loss of power. More times in the last 2 years than I've had in the last 20 years I've been sitting in this house. So it's not like what I heard. It's what I've actually experienced. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The One of the jurors today in the Donald Trump case, the Donald Trump fake case in Florida, the issue there is, I mean not in Florida, New York. She felt threatened because they might find out who she is. I mean, no, seriously. That didn't come out ahead of time. I mean, they chose her and then she left. And then they caught one fellow that was lying or lied on his application. But he had already made it through the system. And some of the jurors have already been like, God, I love this, because they've already said they had a bias. No, really, think about it. So how did they get past them? Is the judge looking the other way? Is he not paying attention? Can Trump really get a fair trial? See, I think he should rush this thing through. I think he's going to be found guilty. You already know that, right? Doesn't matter what he did. He's going to be found guilty. And then what he needs to do is just appeal to Darn. Have the paperwork sitting right there on the desk to appeal it right away. And at some point, I take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Right? His freedom of speech has been squelched in more ways than one. The gag orders, as I've read in the past, and I don't mean the gag order just for this New York one. I mean gag orders in general. They were never meant for the defendant to keep their mouth shut about what was going on, but it seems like when it comes to a Republican or conservative, yeah, it applies to them. It's just craziness. And we're going to have to fight this back. And thank God he's the only one on the team, or whatever you want to call it. He's the only one that has the money, that has a thick skin. And some of you just think he's whacked. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm glad he's whacked. If that's what it is, yeah, bring it on. Make him more whacked. I'd be very happy. Because how many people would give it up by now and say, look, I don't need this. I got money. I got homes pretty much in every country on the planet. I don't need to be here. When the American people will let somebody like Joe Biden stay in and overlook all of the illegal stuff that he's done, it just means, you know, you want this. You want this kind of lifestyle. Right? You want, I mean, again, the people of Gaza, the quote-unquote Palestinians, they voted in Hamas. They want them. They have to want them. Oh, unless it was election fraud, but that doesn't happen, right? All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. And we've got Alfonso Rachel joining us after the break. Maybe he can calm me down. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always all right. Delighted to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. You know how I like to say that. Do something, a lot more than nothing. And I so much do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting busy. Be busy with the game here. Make sure you know what's going on. Let me bring him on. I always have a lot of fun with my brother here. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Stop dancing. The music stopped. Well, maybe not in your head, but the music did stop. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And so I don't want to screw up this time, Zoe. So tell people where they can catch the Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, and get some of your great music.
Hey, that was pretty good. Yeah, that rolled out quite nicely, man.
Yeah, do you like that? Like how that did? Yeah, I've already been practicing it all day. Go ahead.
Or maybe what you should do is you should just have one of those buttons, man. They all have a button for sound effects. You just go ahead and record yourself saying it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When it's time for to give your bro some love and promoting his stuff, just hit that bad boy and there
I like
you go.
That. That's a great idea. I like that.
But they could find my stuff at bronzeserpentmedia.com and do those and find those things that Joe has so eloquently said over the airwaves. Yeah,
he's so simple. Listen, if you want solid Bible teaching to listen to, because you don't. Unlike the pictures you saw from the 50s, you got a whole bunch of white folks sitting there with black robes and these little books open that I'm not so sure there was anything in to begin with, right? And it's standing perfectly still. It's just the Word of God is not dull, people. It's not a dull thing, all right? So you gotta tune in to Brother Zoe here because it's really good stuff. And,
hey.
I shouldn't even tell this, but I've walked into churches and walked out because... You could just feel the whiteness in the place. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, well, the Lord is going to clothe us in white robes, man. I guess, that if there's a kind of whiteness that you want, that would be it, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, okay. You know what I mean, okay? I mean, you should be, when you're worshiping the Lord, when you're in the presence, you should be smiling and having a good time and appreciate everything he did for you, not like... If I smile, will he smite me?
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, folks. Hey, we know that Jesus is the real life of the party, emphasis on life. We do serve a party God, man. We act like it. You know what I'm saying? Because the Lord made it a law, right? He made it a law. He got like seven festivals. Like, look, man, these seven times out of the year, I want y'all to get down. And when I show up, there's going to be tambourines and some stringed instruments. I want you plugging them guitars and plugging them drums, man. Mic up them drums. Let's get loud. I'm going to have thunder. I'm going to have lightning. Let's get down.
Look, the angels rejoice whenever someone's saved. They're partying. They're not sitting there going, oh, bravo. There you go. There you go. Come on. All right. I know I'm going to get emails on that one, how blasphemous I am, but whatever. we were talking about The Chosen before we got on, okay? And you and I kind of feel the same way about it. But you and I kind of jokingly, if there's a producer out there listening, you and I have kind of joked about certain scenes or stories in the Bible. And we were joking about them in a blasphemous way. It was like, say, can you imagine Jesus during the storm? And they woke him up, and you think he really turned around and go, oh, I see the problem here. No, he turned around and said, are you guys serious? You've been with me for how long now, and you see me do what? Are you worried about this? All right, yeah, peace be still, and you, leave me alone. Don't bother me again.
That's right.
I just don't see it going down, in a very calm moment, if you would.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, as the saying goes, like, man, it was easier to calm the storm than it was to calm them guys. Like, I can sleep through this. Y'all sniveling cats, man, I can't.
Right?
Let a brother get some sleep.
Seriously. Oh, God.
And I'm the guy who has, what was it, Solomon? Has Solomon saying, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands, man, that ain't really good for you. But you know what? I want to take a nap.
So, all right. I know we're getting in trouble for that. All right. So... Apparently, we got some folks that are sniveling and crying about the poverty line. Now, the poverty amount that the government uses. Do you know the government, what is this? $22,500 a year is the poverty line or amount. Now, where is that? In the back hills of Louisiana or something? I mean, where it is, I don't know. I don't get it. Where do they get this number?
Well, I remember when Obama was first campaigning, and I noticed that the fluctuation of what the rich were. The rich, and I'm assuming that he means people who net $250,000, but he wasn't specific about that, but $250,000 would be considered rich. And then all of a sudden it became $200,000. And then all of a sudden it became $150,000. It's like this was the rich to them that they could go ahead and target for these taxes, right?
Yeah.
So, when we're talking about the poor, Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that the poor would be like around $20,000 a year. I'm surprised it's that
high. That high, right?
Yeah.
Well, Joey B did the same thing, right? What's he down now? Now he calls it the uber rich $400,000 a year. But to your point, is it gross or is it net? Because there are businesses that, you know, you could sell $500,000 worth of appliances with a 20% profit margin. I'm sorry, that doesn't make you ultra rich, my friend. That makes it so you probably could buy hamburgers at Burger King or McDonald's a couple times a week, you know?
Right.
There's a couple out of Connecticut, though, is trying to get that raised to because they make $95,000 a year, and they still can't survive on that money. And if you think about it, some of these dollar amounts that they've come up with for these, you know, line items, they came up with in the 60s or the 70s, and they really haven't been updated that much over the years. And not that, you know, all this stuff just causes us more tax dollars, but
I mean, heck, man, they got to, yeah. There's the tax policies that Biden's got in mind. Well, he's got to find some way to pay off student loan stuff that he's talking about forgiving. All this money that people are that the illegal immigrants are getting, and these payouts that the government is giving, you know, to these people, basically buying votes. That's all they're doing is they're farming votes.
Yep.
And yeah, so. It amazes me how these people who think that they're getting this free stuff, it's like, man, who do you think's paying for that?
it's free to them. It ain't free to the rest of us.
But they're going to learn. But they have to understand. It's like, at some point, make the connection. It's like, why do you guys need this so-called free money? Why do you need it? Because it doesn't seem like you can make enough at your jobs, even though you're getting minimum wage increases and all that sort of stuff. Somehow, it just doesn't seem to go very far. That's because they're taking your money to pay for this stuff with, man. That money, that cost gets passed back on to us.
Yep.
If anything, that's the trickle-down effect that you really hate.
You're living off of me, you might as well move my backyard, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's not private sector trickle down effect that you hate. It's the public sector trickle down effect that you hate. That's the one that you really don't like.
We got to go for a break. Let's see if you and I can qualify for that guaranteed income once a month. Talk about that on the other side of the break.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Two of the seven seated jurors in President Trump's hush money criminal trial are being dismissed from the panel. One was released after inquiries into his arrest record, while another was excused due to concerns about media exposure of her identity. Trump continues to appear in the New York court rather than on the campaign trail. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asked the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's requests to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Authorities are continuing their investigation into the origins of the Maui fires from last year, which claimed the lives of 101 people. According to a report by the state attorney general, a significant windstorm caused power lines to topple in Lahaina, igniting that initial fire on that August day. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and just be part of the conversation. You've got to be part of the conversation. Unless you're talking to yourself, then please don't be part of the conversation, because that may not be really good. Anyhow, Alfonso Rachel joins us, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. Always appreciate his time with us. He is the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the Zopian, no reference to drugs there, people, really. The Zopian Den. You know, at the beginning, that's how I always remembered it, dude. I was like, Zopian, wonder where he got that name. Anyway, really, gotta pick up your music, dude. Gotta pick up your music.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I hope you guys check out my music project, Sledge X. I'm just doing some covers right now. You know, the way Van Halen started. You know, just working on, you know, covers as I gear up to work on the next Sledge X album.
Will you be doing any John Denver cover work? I'm just asking for a friend.
No.
So I got one. I need some help here with this. Okay, a professor at Cal State University, known for her involvement in BLM, she criticized the Kansas City Chiefs after the Super Bowl victory. Right? She also was upset about the Taylor Swift fandom and said that they were pure examples of white supremacy. That's right, Melinda Abdullah, who teaches Pan-African Studies and co-founded the LA BLM chapter. She was all over social media, very upset about the result as proof of right-wing white supremacist conspiracies. She said she was feeling uncomfortable with too many American flags or being a Taylor Swift fan, and she just, you know, it really just made her feel bad. And I said to you, I got a good plenty of places she'd go to where there ain't American flags. I mean, China would have her in a minute, I'm sure, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, China said,
yeah.
China, actually, you know, it's a mixed bag with China, because on one hand, China looks, they really look down their nose at black people. They do. They even have commercials like, dude, this, seriously, that's your commercials that you guys feature blacks into? You know, but at the same time, in China, a lot of their heroes are black at the same time too. You know, so it's a weird thing with China.
Well, she says she feels kind of like you might be slightly racist if you're a Taylor Swift fan. Mm-hmm. Well, does that mean I'm a African American lover if I like love black artists, you know, James Brown and this is asinine. And she said the folks are attacking her, asking her why she thinks everything is racist. I want to, if I had a phone number, I'd call her and say, do you read what you write? Maybe that might be a hint for you right there. Let me see. Her father was a union organizer and grandfather opposed the Nazi regime. She changed her name after marriage but kept it following the divorce because she likes her black name. But anyway, it's stuff like this. This is a professor at a college, dude. And she's sowing into these very pliable jello minds there. I mean, yeah. This is tough. Anyway.
Well, the thing is, she's, well, I was going to say she's absolutely correct, but she's not absolutely correct, but she is correct. Taylor Swift, hey, go with it, man. Go with it. She wants to talk about the affluence of Taylor Swift being a show of white supremacy. You know what, Professor? You're absolutely right. One, Taylor Swift is a full-on Democrat. She loves Joe Biden. Joe Biden is her guy. Joe Biden is a rich, white, privileged. Look how privileged. Look at the stuff he gets away with. That's totally privileged. He is overseeing systemic racism, all the stuff that's going on. Yeah, he's overseeing all of that. So Taylor Swift is stumping for Joe Biden, and she's got a whole bunch of fans who also love Joe Biden. So, yeah, you might be on to something there, lady. You might be looking at white supremacy right there. But you know what? It ain't coming from the right wing, honey. It ain't coming from us. That's you left-wingers. That's them Democrat white devils that you're talking about.
Oh, God. You can send your emails to zoe@idontcare.com. Really, that simple, anyhow. No, Siri, I told you, you're the one that taught me over the years to stop saying that systemic racism didn't exist, because it does exist. But it exists in the other world. It exists from the Democrat Party side, because it's constant. It's what they keep bringing to the top. And I think they're in trouble right now, because they haven't lost, so I'm not going to sound like that, but they are losing the black vote, the black support, if you would, in big numbers, which is why they've got to import all these voters and court them. I think there's a couple of states, including California, I told you, was looking to give them a living wage, and they don't care if you're an illegal, it doesn't matter. If you're undocumented, according to them, it doesn't matter. You're going to get $500 for a guaranteed income. You're going to get health care here. You're going to get all this stuff that you've never paid into. You've never paid for it. On top of it, you broke the law to get here. And we've got Americans dying in the street. We've got people starving in their apartments or their cardboard boxes. And they don't seem to care about that. They don't keep caring about our veterans. Hello?
Yeah.
Just,
Sad stuff, man.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I look at that stuff and go, this is where I say to you, they're so self-unaware. They have absolutely no clue. Or maybe they have total clue. I don't know. But kind of like no clue as to what's going on around them, you know?
Yeah, it's one of the things. It's like I said, these people that are running these things, evil geniuses. You know, Biden is not some doddering old fool or anything like that. He's an evil genius. But there's a caveat to that, though. Even though these people are evil geniuses who are manipulating the masses, you know, and doing what they're doing, but at the same time, it's not like it really takes a lot. It's not that hard. As the saying goes, the most easily offended are the most easily manipulated. So it's not like they just know how to capitalize on playing to people's insecurities. That's really all. That's all Democrats do, is play to people's insecurities. That's it.
Yeah, you need my help. You need us. You need me. You can't figure out whether you get a driver's license. You can't figure out how to find an attorney to start your business. You can't, you know, I would like to pull a string of those out, and I would message it, you know, Joe Biden's, I don't know, what message to the black community. That's what I would do. I would word it like that, and because it's true. It's exactly what he thinks of that community. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And they allow him to do it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can see, I don't know if it's a slip of the tongue or not, but when he says things like, you know, the poor kids, they do just as well as the white kids. It's like, well, what are you saying there, Joe?
God bless. And you know what? I know people are going to make fun of me. I'm sitting around looking around going, anybody hear that? Hello? Anybody can say anything? I mean,
right.
Where's Al Sharpton when you need him? Right?
I heard that, Joey B. I heard that.
You know? And I'm sure, again, if it was the other side, I mean, he'd be there. I don't know where Jesse Jackson has been, but they'd dig him up from wherever, and they'd bring him out. You'd have them all there. There wouldn't be any way around it. It's hilarious.
So, no. Jesse Jackson, but the... What do you say? What? Is he speaking Dr. Seuss again? Dr. Seuss tongues?
There was a guy in this town that used to do a piece on him and said, what did Jesse say? And I'm telling you, right? Do you remember that? Were you here when that was going on?
It was Tim Conway's son.
Was it?
Yeah. And I can, something Conway. I can't remember his name.
Yeah?
Because he never invited me on the show. Anyway.
And he'd be sitting there, you always hear crickets because you're going, I don't know what to do with that. I have absolutely no idea what he just said, you know?
My wife and I used to love that bit, man. It was tuned in for us. Yeah. It's great.
Oh, God bless. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there that's so funny. And it's so funny because it's real,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see. Can I pull this off? Maybe not, but whatever. There was a survey that just came out that showed that young women are more liberal than young men, and it's affecting the dating culture. So talk about screwing up our young ladies. When you go through this whole article in just a bit, it's basically that these young girls or young women, they want to date somebody with liberal qualities, but they want manly conservative qualities at the same time, and they can't have both. It just doesn't work. So they're upset that men aren't acting like men, but they want them to have liberal qualities. I'm thinking, I'm 64 years old. I've read this thing 3 times. I don't know what you want either. That's why there's all them jokes like the one about God building a bridge to Hawaii and going, or giving you the manual on the women, and he said, how wide does the bridge have to be? You know, that would be easier for him to do. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. So go fuck Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Alfonso Rachel joins me. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Always a pleasure having him with us. And I was sad, but you know, we don't always do these heavy, serious stories here. But I was telling you about the woman, and it's not the only one. You mentioned the fact that you've seen other videos where some of these more liberal women are complaining that the men they're dating don't act like real men, and that they want to date more conservative men with liberal values, which shows you how confused and mixed up they actually are. So, God, just talk about confusing our women, you know, our young girls.
Yeah, the burden of putting these things on men to be like this this guy who's, you want him to be consistently inconsistent, you want him to be solidly fluid, or something like that. It's like, a woman, if I may, with all due respect, that's something that you have to fix about yourself, and you have to be willing, you have to be strong enough to be vulnerable, to be open to the foundation of what makes a man. And that's the Lord. So submit yourself to him first. And that way you have an idea what to look for, you know, in the right kind of man. And you want a man who acknowledges who the Lord is. Because, I mean, a man trying to define manhood on his own terms, or especially a man like being a man on your terms, you are going to be miserable. Yeah. You need a man who is a man on the Lord's terms. When you get that, and you're humble enough to handle that, you will be a happy woman.
Yeah, ain't going to happen.
Hey, the Lord, you know, and I think the
Lord, with the Lord, yeah, that,
he,
means that,
you know. He said, you know, your women, you, Eve, your desire is going to be contrary to your husband, or you're going to want his glory. Like in context, like you're going to want his glory, you're going to want his power, stuff like that. And you're going to live contrary to him. You're going to be a hot mess, right? You're going to be a hot
mess. Well, it's again, it's kind of like people pay attention to what's going on. This one here, when you go down the stats on this, according to a recent Gallup poll, only 25% of men between the ages of 18 and 29 identify as politically liberal, while over 40% of women in the same age bracket do. And a poll found that more young women identify as liberal today than in 1999. What are we doing to them, right? We've told them, you know, be independent, be your own person. You don't need a man. You don't need a this. You don't need a that. You don't even need children. Just go through life and you be as successful as you can be, because motherhood, that kind of thing, no, that's not successful at all, is it?
Yeah, man. With women, and I get it, man. With women, a lot of them, They're more and more becoming more and more insecure, and a lot of that, you know, men have to take responsibility for that. You got a lot of, you know, whether it's deadbeat dads and mm-hmm. men that are checked out on their women and or treat women like they're some sort of conquest or whatever sort of mental or physical or emotional abuse and things like that. There's a reason why women have these apprehensions about men and feel like, hey, you know what, I don't need a man. In other words, I don't need their BS. I get all that, you know, but a lot of times these men that they struggle with are men that were raised by single women. And they're messed up and they don't know how to treat one because they don't have an example of what it is to be a man. They weren't raised up in the instruction of the Lord. That's where you get this toxic masculinity. You know what a real toxic man is? Toxic masculinity is a man who's basically living apart from God. That's when you get toxic men. Just the same way you'll get toxic femininity. But you got a man who tries to live squarely by the Lord, that's when you'll have a man.
I agree with you. I mean, seriously, you've got moral values, you've got a compass, you've got the word. I mean, you've got something to live by, not having to open up the liberal playbook all the time. You know, okay, what does she want me to be today? You know, who does she want me to be today, right?
Right.
It just, and that changes from, you know, every other year, what have you. I mean, God, even something as nice as opening the car door, opening a door for a woman now is met with, what, you don't think I can do it? I don't know. Oh, I'll tell you what, I would slam the door and say, yeah, I guess you're right, you could do it. Seriously, you don't get to pick and choose. Somebody's being nice to you. I mean, I've had women open the door for me, I guess because I look like an old guy, I can't do it myself, but I'm okay with that. I just keep walking. I don't even have to break stride.
Hey, take it where somebody is trying to do something decent for you, man.
Yeah.
Even if it's
a small thing
like that.
Yep.
You know, just take it and take it with a smile, you know. And I'm so thankful, man, that, you know, I have a wife who's appreciative. Even after all these years, man, it's like, it's something that just keeps our marriage, you know, like it was, like me trying to make that first impression when we was younger. You know, me trying to get the first base and all that stuff.
I wanna
get that door for you, babe.
I want to talk to her someday about your first date without you. I can bring her on, and we'll talk about relationships. And I want to know how awkward you were.
Oh, well.
Hey,
she still loves me.
Yeah, I can see that. We'll get her some help first chance we get.
Keep her in your prayers, y'all. Keep her in your prayers.
I always tell my buddies, as long as my wife keeps taking that blue pill every morning, we're good, you know? I mean, so.
Yes, Lord, you are good to me.
He has blinded her, so we're good. Yes. We're God. So, I don't know if you know this. I'm always trying to educate and enlighten people. But apparently eating meat now is racist. And this is you gotta hear this. This is actually a clip from Officer Tatum, but it's perfect.
your hamburger comes with a dose of misogyny. The assumption that the best protein comes from corpses is a racist belief. Our whiteness is part of the problem of meat eating. Meat eating is also one of the ways gender-based structures of oppression are perpetuated. Men in the West are taunted to renew their man card by eating meat because that's what real men do. That's the sexual politics of meat, and it reveals how unsettled masculinity really is. That's why, after 9/11, when a black man was elected as U.S. president, we saw how white this wounded masculinity was. Images of milk-drinking white men and the baiting of liberal men as so-called soy boys are all part of the neo-Nazi messaging.
Okay. I'll have to go much further than that, I'm sure. But, you know, how long do you think she worked on that speech to spin it so everything would be racist?
Man, I tell you what.
That's only halfway through, Zoe. There's another half to this. Go ahead.
If this is the video that I'm thinking of, yeah. Man, I talked about this like 2 years ago. I remember this woman from 2 years ago. I did a bit on it. But yes, her talking about red meat. Eating red meat, being racist, and the people are laughing at her, man. They're laughing at her. Like, you got people in there who are even on her side who think this stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But at any rate, the eating of red, man. Look how invested in white supremacy these people are. That's really what it comes down to. It's an investment. All this stuff is doing is making it look like the only people that you have to worry about. We're going to impose white supremacy on you, or any kind of national supremacy on you, is white people. White people are the boogeyman, and everything that you do, the almighty whitey is there to impose supremacy on you. That's all these people are doing. It's a full-on market and investment of white. This woman is she's an image of white supremacy herself. Because she's making it look like that the only supremacy that there is white, and that's what you got to worry about, and you're under this constant threat of white people, and you should be afraid. You know? Okay, thanks, lady.
Oh, I'm with you. I look at this stuff sometimes, and I'm thinking to myself, do you actually hear what comes out of your mouth? You actually put that to some reality, what those words actually mean that you're letting slip off your tongue, and I don't believe they do.
Wow. When you got these people who are so, remember, Joe, like I said, these people are such white supremacists that she thinks that she's even better than other white people. She's the bestest kind of white person. You know, and the thing is, throughout the whole world, as a whole, are white people really this so hung up on being a superior race? Who did we have in terms of wanting to be like, even the Nazis, their homage was to the Aryans, and the Aryans are Persians, which is now Iran. That's who they were so in love with. But in terms of like this, like white supremacy, what do we have? Maybe Nazis. And if you had like what, the Anglo-Saxons, heck, they were going around killing other white people. So, what is this white supremacy thing that other than that, we got the Democrats. That's about it in terms of this white supremacy movement.
Oh, I love all this stuff. I really do. I listen to these clips, and you know it. I do it for comic relief because you're sitting there saying, "Did you hear what you just said? I mean, did you really hear the? Was that comedian? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Right?
Right.
I mean, do I understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? That's what they should change it to, because it's hilarious listening to them talk. But you know, I only got a couple seconds left. But I ask somebody this question all the time. Do you remember that white girl that was yelling at that black cop in New York City and telling him that he was the reason that he didn't understand how oppressed he was, and he didn't understand? And this little white girl, and I'm thinking to myself, do you understand that what you're doing as a white person is telling the black person that they're idiots and don't know what they're doing? Hello? Anyway, go ahead. Tell people where they can find your stuff.
BronzeSerpentMedia.com, y'all. The Zoloft, the Zopium Den, my music project, Sled Sex. Hope to see you there.
Be back in a little bit, people. You stuck with me for the next couple of hours. I'm Joe Messina. Don't go far.